Germany's economy is looking a bit brighter. Unemployment has fallen, but Germans are leaving. Emigration has reached a rate not seen in 50 years. It's so widespread, there are now TV shows dedicated to the phenomenon. Susan Stone reports.
When he lived in Berlin, 31-year-old photographer Jürgen Horn took lots of gray-toned images of the graffiti-covered, crumbling eastern part of the city. But hundreds of other artists were doing the same thing. So, Horn moved to the greener shores of rural Ireland. His photos became brighter. Lush landscapes added valuable variety to his portfolio. Horn's economic prospects improved as well. He started two internet companies.
Setting up a business in Ireland is much easier because Germany is bureaucratic, and tax-wise, it's much less than what you have to pay in Germany, for example.
Horn is one of 155,000 Germans who left the country in 2006, according to the latest numbers from the German government. Germany is the largest country in the EU, but the population is shrinking. Even the traditional influx of immigrants coming to Germany from Turkey has fallen. Sociologist Jürgen Schupp of the German Institute for Economic Research surveyed more than 2,000 Germans to see how many more were considering making a move.
You see that about 2% of our population are thinking of leaving the country really in the next 12 months. So that is a pretty high potential.
That doesn't mean that all those Germans will really take the plunge. Some may stay home but leave vicariously by watching reality shows that add to the immigration buzz. My New Life shows the ups and downs of people relocating. Another show, My New Job, flies contestants overseas to compete for an opening, like these three bakers sent to Australia.
Stefan, Markus und Georg, drei Bäcker auf Jobsuche. Wer macht das Rennen den Job down under?
One reason so many people are leaving Germany is that the European Union encourages workers to move between member states. Other European countries like Great Britain, Sweden, and the Netherlands are also seeing record-breaking immigration figures. Many people from those countries are coming to Germany. Linda Eilers left Holland for Berlin in 2006 to open a sewing cafe called Linkel. Holland has a solid economy and a good job market, but Eiler says if she'd opened her sewing cafe in the Dutch city of Utrecht, she'd have to commit to a five-year lease and pay 100,000 euros in startup money.
And here, with 5,000 euros, I can start my own company. And I think that's a reason that a lot of young Dutch people are moving, not only to Germany, but their immigration is quite high on the young Dutch people. Because of this reason, there's no possibilities for your own creativity.
Researcher Jürgen Schupp says newcomers like Eilers will make up for lost tax revenue. And a potential brain drain of skilled workers will be held at bay, at least for a while.
There will be a problem in about 20 years. In some areas, it's already starting, and even Germany is looking with a so-called green card debate for high-qualified people in some specialized areas where there is already a shortage of labor.
But he's optimistic that Germans' experiences working abroad will make them more open. Schupp says they will bring new skills with them when they return home. But for photographer Jürgen Horn, that won't be any time soon. In fact, he's left Ireland and moved on to sunnier shores.
I'm in Spain now, yes, and I just can't see myself going back to Germany right now.
Horn says that while the bureaucracy is worse in Spain, the food and the weather are better. For NPR News, I'm Susan Stone in Berlin.